Welcome to the wall. In today's video, we'll see how women can't stand being rejected by a man, how men today are being deceived on dating apps by women who post photos they don't look like, and how they get offended in a bad way when a man rejects them. We want to invite you to smash that like button and help us reach 100,000 subscribers before the end of the year and get our first plaque. That's the only support we ask from you, man. Add your grain of sand to the movement, share your experience in the comments for any man who needs it. And without further introduction, let's get started.
Rejection story time. This is a story of a guy who walked out on me on a first date. If you don't know me, I'm Annie, and I'm single. So I met this guy on Bumble. Wait. My friend told me that I have to be doing an activity during a story time because people need to stay to the end. So I'm gonna draw you. And you might be thinking, but I don't know what you look like. Listen, I'm a professional. Don't you worry. God, this is looking so good. Back to the story. So I matched with a guy on Bumble. We set up a date, pretty standard stuff, and I'm getting ready for this date. And I was really insecure about my smile lines around that time, as I think a lot of women are. So I bought a product on Amazon to help me with that. They were suction cup wrinkle reducers. Why is this important? It's important. So right before I get ready for my date, I use these suction cup things. Basically just like run them over your wrinkles, and it's supposed to smooth them out. I didn't really think it made a difference, but whatever. And then I put on my makeup, got dressed, and left. This is when it gets fun. So I walk into the restaurant and I see the guy. And I'm like, hey, Jonathan. And when he turns and looks at me, he looks a little off, like his facial expression when he sees me. But I was really feeling myself. I was wearing a really nice outfit. I spent extra time on my eyeliner. I thought he was just stunned by my beauty. He is so awkward while we wait for our table. He is avoiding eye contact with me. But it's a first date, right? So I'm like, it's a little awkward. We go sit down at the table, we talk a little bit, we order some drinks, and he's still weird. Oh, I forgot about drawing you. You're looking beautiful, darling. Anyway, so I excuse myself to use the restroom when I'm done with my drink, go into a stall, do my business, come out to the stall, wash my hands, look up into the mirror, and what do I see in the mirror? Do I see a beautiful woman sparkling back at me? No. You see those suction cups that I bought? They left bruises all over my face where I used them. Here, here, here. I essentially had a bruised mustache and goatee. When I go back out to the table, realizing why this man has been avoiding looking at me, he's gone. And the manager of the restaurant walks up to me and tells me that he left and that he only paid for his portion of the tab. For anyone who thinks I'm lying, I'm not. If you're a man, what would you have done? And friends have told me that he probably didn't say anything because he thought it was birthmarks. Oh yeah, you stayed to the end. I have no talent.
Oh, it's funny because it's true.
What would you have done? I would have done the same because this man was in a bad situation. If he said something about her appearance, it would imply that she had some birth imperfections. This man could have faced a huge scene or she could have cried at the table. Leaving, even though it hurts, is the best way to protect himself. At least she understands why it happened. But this is very frustrating for the man. We can't tell what's real anymore. There are filters that change the whole face. Overweight women hiding their bodies in photos. Women posting pictures from their youth. Others changing their age. And some who lie or, worse, have friends in between their legs. Dating apps today are like playing Russian roulette when meeting a woman, hoping you don't end up with a woman with a mustache because we live in a world of falsehoods. So, man, protect yourself. It's tough out there.
Y'all, when women get rejected, oh, it's deep. I don't know what it is, but we do not handle it well. Actually, I do know what it is, and I'm gonna tell you in this video. Women desire to be desired, okay? That is something you're gonna see in every woman. She wants to be desired. Some people allow their desire to run them. Some people can harness their desire. But all women deep down want to be desired. And so when she's not desired or does not feel desirable, she takes that internally. I mean, it makes her sad. It can cause depression. It can cause anxiety. It can cause you to feel like you're not good enough. It can cause hopelessness. I mean, it gets very deep. Because of that, I think a lot of women don't put themselves out there. I think it boils down to one simple thing. That as women, we have to accept that looks matter. And we can fight it, we can argue it, but looks matter. And when a man's not attracted to us, it hits deep. because most men are rejecting you because they're not attracted to you.
Rejection is part of a man's life. We accept it with honor and life goes on, but women do not handle rejection well. On the contrary, they fear it. That's why the men they talk about who don't go out of their way for them are the ones they end up chasing. Men, there's nothing that hurts a woman more than being rejected by a man, because she's not used to it. Having simps always chasing her, she thinks she's unattainable. Then comes this Chad, a man who brings nothing to the table but his seed, and brings her down from her pedestal, making her understand that she's not as special as she thinks she is. Why do you think women love men who have many women? Because this man rejects several for her to be with him. A woman feels more empowered when she has the man that all women desire, but he chooses her. That's why they become even more insistent when he politely rejects her. She sees it as a challenge to conquer that man. Women do not like being rejected.
Guys get friend-zoned, but girls get fuck-zoned. A boy stops talking to us suddenly after he gets a girlfriend, or starts ghosting us after we reject his first move. A friendship that we valued, we thought mattered, if only just a little to him, turned out not to matter at all. But in the end, we're the bad guys. We're the ones who lead the good guys on. Of course, we should just expect that's what you always want. We should just expect that friendship is never as valuable as a twist of our hand. They got friend-zoned. They only lost another girl, another rejection. But we lost a friend.
A man should not feel bad about ending a friendship after he has expressed romantic feelings for you and you don't feel the same, which is okay. Like, if you don't feel the same, you don't feel the same. But that does not mean that that man does not value friendship from females. No, because that man, he probably has enough friends. He's not looking to gain another friend. He's looking for his soulmate. A man should not be shamed when he does not want to put in the energy and effort into another friendship.
Oh, hell no!
Now ask her if she stays friends with the Chad who rejected her, or with an ex-boyfriend she was with. Why should a man who showed his feelings towards her stay in a position in her life where he never gains anything? Being in the friend zone is being a loser. For me, it's like a cartoon I saw as a kid where a chubby boy looks through the bakery window at a cake on display. He wants to eat it, but it's out of his reach. That's how being in the friend zone is, wanting to be her man but only staying as the gay friend who hears everything she does with Chad. Besides, you know what friendship with women is. Friendship means if you go out with her, you pay. Friendship is doing boyfriend or husband favors without benefits. Friendship is paying her share in any activity. Friendship is solving her problems with the infinite pleasure of talking to her. A self-respecting man doesn't do this crap. Don't waste your valuable time treating a friend like a girlfriend when you can treat a real girlfriend that way.
This comment is so true. It does not help to be told that you're not missing out on anything if you've never had a relationship or been in love. It doesn't help. And that second piece, I can have all the self-love in the world. I can be content with myself, but that doesn't give me a person sitting on the couch next to me or a hand to hold or a million other little things that come as a result of a relationship. I've also noticed as I've been talking about this topic that people tend to also say like, well, you're not missing anything because all I've had is bad relationships. And I want to tell those people, I am so sorry that all you've had is bad relationships. I truly am. That has got to be so painful. And I don't know how that feels. But I think we do a disservice to ourselves and other people when we take our experience and make it the whole experience. And I think we tend to do that with a lot of things. I mean, I'm guilty of this in the past as well, is this idea that just because I might not feel a certain way about something or I might feel a certain way about something, I then make it so that everybody else does as well or everybody else wouldn't feel a certain way as well. There's so much complexity to being a human being on this planet that just because I haven't experienced something, just because I have experienced something and it's been difficult, doesn't mean that everyone who goes into that situation is going to be difficult. Just because your relationships or the relationships you've seen around you have been traumatic or difficult doesn't mean that there isn't truly love out there. And I think that's just such a hard component for us to understand. And the other thing that I've heard a lot and I got a lot kind of on on some of these posts, is that the sense that like I'm naive, that I'm naive to the difficulties that could come in a relationship just because I've never experienced them. And that is so, so not true. I'm not naive to what I'm saying that I'm wishing for. I'm just saying that like, I want the chance. Just give me a chance. But then at the same time, here it is. And at the same time, because I haven't had it for so long, now I'm like terrified of potentially putting myself out there because I've gone through so much trauma in my life that So I guess I'll just say like I'm on a journey. Maybe I'll put myself out there again. The last time I did, my crazy ex-therapist was the one creating a dating profile for me. So maybe I'll put myself out there. Maybe I won't. I don't know. Anyway, have a good day.
Damn. When your own therapist has to make you a dating profile to see if you can find a man, it means that man is already tired of listening to you. This woman should write a book titled The Eternal Spinster because, honestly, she's 40 and still hitting the wall. Even the doctor who listens to her is putting her on the market to see if anyone buys her on sale. But I'll give her credit for one thing. Women who constantly have bad relationships with Chads and follow their advice end up making more women single because misery loves company. Look how she herself says, "Your problems are not my problems." It's true that your poor choices don't mean I will make the same mistakes. Although she's 40, if I were her, I'd choose even with my eyes closed because the train has already left. It's better to have something than nothing, because men, the wall is unforgiving.
I was rejected by a guy in the most embarrassing and humiliating way possible, but still a part of me feels like this was my fault, so I need you guys to let me know what you think. One day, I matched with this guy on Bumble who was very, very handsome. He was a documentary filmmaker, curly brown hair, profile said 6'2". At the time, I was going through an identity crisis, so I just so happened to dye my hair back to brunette, although previous to that, I was blonde. I was on this dating app, and unfortunately, I hadn't updated any of my photos to reflect the way that I looked, although the photos that I did have were just like taken 2-3 months ago. It's not like my physical appearance looked that different, it's just that my hair color was very different. So me and this guy are literally talking for 2 days, we're hitting it off, the conversation is flowing back and forth, and most of the time, guys will just waste your time and not ask you out on a date, or if they ask you out on a date, they'll ask you to like go for a walk in the park. Days after us matching, we are on a date, I meet him for the first time, he's exiting his car and he's walking towards me, and as he's walking towards me I could tell he has like a confused look on his face. And I've been on many dates, I've never been accused of being a catfish, I've never had somebody disappointed when they saw me in real life. In fact, I've had guys tell me that they are surprised and that I actually look better in person, that I look better than in my photos. He gives me a hug, we walk to the restaurant, we sit down, we're ordering drinks, and he's just asking him random questions, trying to make small talk, and he is just being very, very odd and standoffish. And at one point during the date, he looks at me and he says, "You look a little different than on your photos." I was like, "Yeah, I actually dyed my hair. I went darker. I've been a brunette in the past. Like, this is actually close to my natural hair color. And I was just tired of the blonde because it was ruining my hair." And then he tells me that he thinks that that is actually misleading and that I should have updated my dating profile photos to match how my hair looks now. So then I ask him, "Well, would that have changed your opinion of me? Would that have made you not want to go out on a date?" And he kind of laughs and shrugs it off and says, "Well, you know, I do like blondes." And that just like rubbed me the wrong way. Anyway, we end up splitting some appetizers and a couple of drinks, and I end up leaving and thinking to myself, like, this is probably not gonna go anywhere because that guy was super, super weird. I have no plans on texting this guy, but then I get a text from him the next evening. He sends me a whole paragraph that I never even asked for. In his paragraph, he tells me that he thinks that it's not right, that I misrepresented myself on my dating profile, and that if he's being completely 100% transparent, he is into blondes, that is his specific type, and he does not prefer brunettes. I never replied to him, I ended up blocking his number, but guys, there was a part of me that almost got my butt into my car and went to Sally Beauty Supply to get some bleach because I was so insecure at that point. That I look back on it though, did I make a mistake? Did I misrepresent myself? Did I catfish this guy? I don't know. Let me know what you guys think in the comments.
It's the problem with female hypocrisy. How do you think a man feels when he's expecting a blonde woman, but a brunette shows up? I know it's just a change in hair color, but those are his standards, and they should be respected. Why do women get upset when men have standards? Let's put ourselves in her place. She says she went out with a documentary director, a man who earns over 5 figures, has curly brown hair, is attractive, and above all, is 6 feet tall. Why is it that you are perfectly fine with making sure the man you go out with meets your standards, but it bothers you when he rejects you for not meeting his? It's like ordering your package from Amazon and getting exactly what you ordered, while he orders his package from AliExpress and gets a Chinese knockoff. Women believe they have the right to choose, but men cannot. At least be thankful that this man was polite and didn't leave immediately. Because I assure you, if a short, unattractive man who works at McDonald's had shown up, you would have rejected him in the worst way. We've reached the end of the video, but before we go, the questions are for you. Why do you think women hate being rejected so much? Do you think the guy did wrong by leaving the friend zone and stopping talking to that woman? If you enjoyed the video, make sure to give it a thumbs up, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell. Your support means the world to us and motivates us to create more content. Stay tuned for the next exciting video from The Wall.